Hey, line for line, ain't no comp in this rap neither.
You waiting line for line and keep doing numbers. I gave him the game, trust me, lit for the summer. Got doctors and artists and athletic speakers. Come learn from my come up, I'm better in peace. I'm in love with the grind, I'm in love with the culture. Do this for the fam, do this for Kenosha.
You know I got your Kenosha.
If you got the vision, then come a little closer. Let's get it together, line for line with the soldiers. I'm in love with the grind, I'm in love with the culture. Do this for the fam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just like that, we're back in another episode of Line for Line Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Devon Booker. We have a gracious young lady in the building today. We have Mrs. Emma Stowe, who you guys already know for her constant work throughout Kenosha, churches, singing, everything there is regarding photography. We have Emma Stowe. Emma, how are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. It's actually good to have you back, young lady. You're really part nice. Of the team, and the team's not a team without you around.
Long time ago.
So speaking of team, just tell us a little bit about the collab that you have dropping with the guy, January 10th, I believe it is. Just tell us a little bit about that as we get ready to get started.
You know, some guy asked me, you know, I asked him, you know, I was like, what you got going on in January? And he was like, oh, you know, January 10th, I have a game. And I was like, can I tag along?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and you are that guy.
Oh, my
gosh.
For
anybody who can't catch the sarcasm.
I'm a guy.
Oh, you're just the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I think Marquette, it's going to be line for line. And Emma Stowe Photography.
So just tell us a little bit about that collab on how you expect that to go. Because just yesterday I was listening to all of the music. I was saying, oh, how are we going to make this look? Mm-hmm. I was sitting there running frantically trying to figure out how we're going to do it, how it's going to look.
I'm excited. Oh, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to get good content.
So obviously a lot of people, they follow you for your photography. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that was like transitioning into the college atmosphere once you went to school?
I'm still trying to transition into it, but it was a little difficult. I mean, I was leaving, so it was a little sad, bittersweet, whatever. But it was easy in the aspect of trying to get people like to have shoots up there with. I mean, I posted like a hey, Eau Claire, you know, I'm Emma Stowe. This is what I do. I posted a bunch of pictures, whatever. I tagged every Eau Claire sports team, high school and college.
No way.
I said high school. And it was really neat because the Eau Claire football coaches reached out to me, like DM me. And then, I mean, I gave them my phone number. We had like a meeting. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way that I wanted in the end. You know, I was going to do a lot of videography for them, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I started up rugby, so that was at the same time as football, so it was, you know, overlapping. So maybe next year we'll get some more, but I'm hoping to do lacrosse in the spring. But yeah, I've just had a bunch of people. I've just been offering shoots, just like, hey, can I add more to my portfolio? Like, can I use you? You know, whatever. And they actually have a studio in the library at Eau Claire, so I've been trying to use that.
Let's go.
I know,
let's go.
Free for students. It's insane. So I've been trying to just do that, but it's
Can you just tell us a bit about the difference of having your name and your foundation built here in Kenosha versus taking it to your school and having to basically start from scratch because no one knows who you are. They don't know your work firsthand. So can you just tell us a bit about what that's been like for
you? It's like the same as it was when I first started. It was just, you know, hey, reach out to people. Hey, get your friends, get your family, take pictures of them, post them everywhere, make a new photography page on every account. And just start telling people. And then also, I mean, that's why I do a lot of the sports for free, because then all of those people tell their friends and all these like coaches and players, they all know you. So it was just a big, you know, like, oh, well, I already did this before. Let's just do it again. We're just older. You know, we're just with a lot of older people who are professional. I mean, you know, as professional as we can be.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
You know.
Yes, ma'am. So just tell us a bit about what it was like rugby, because I'm pretty sure that was your first time shooting rugby. So just tell us a bit about what it was like covering that and how you got the hang of that.
Oh, it was scary.
Yeah.
I mean, so my boyfriend Mitchell plays, and that's, you know, I have rugby girlfriend in my heart, but I'm photographer on the outside. So it's hard. It's scary, but it's really, really fun. It's like football, how fast it is. So I could understand, you know, you just got to follow, you just got to go with them, you know, back and forth and back and forth. But I didn't know what was coming next. So, I mean, there'd be points where I was like, I almost got trampled off the field because, I mean,
no way.
Yeah. And I mean, they football, you know, you see guys running into their team all the time, but it's like every single side and there's everybody can just walk up to the side of the field. So it was just like, well, please don't break the camera.
Oh,
like, I
got to
protect it. But it was really, really good. It was really, a great like new experience. Mm-hmm. That was an experience.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll do it next year.
How hard would you say it's been for you to be a college student and a content creator at the same time, having to split the difference between where your focus is at?
Not too terribly hard. Again, I've been trying to build a little bit more of a name for myself out there. So it's been all right, you know, balancing both, but it's been a little difficult because all I want to do is produce content and do shoots and take pictures and, you know,
but
it's a little difficult. So it, you know, after the weekend from doing rugby shoots, I would have so many pictures, but I'd be like, you know, school comes first. Mm-hmm. So I would always feel kind of bad because I would get the photos out, you know, a little later than expected.
But. Yeah. Have you ever got to sit down to start editing and then you realize, oh, I have an assignment due tomorrow or tonight. What am I doing? Tell us what that's like for you. Oh, my gosh.
It's stressful. I mean, sometimes it's due at like 11:59 and sometimes I'll be up until like 2 a.m. I turned one in and I realized I have to start another. I mean, it's college life. It's everything everybody said it was going
to
be.
That is funny. How does it feel to have this break that you have now and to get to come back home and still make content? You're on a podcast right now. You have a basketball game January 10th. Yep. It seems like it's never slowed down for Emma Stowe. How is that for you?
It's great. Honestly, I love just being able to just stop for a second and focus on what I love. Because, I mean, let's be honest, everybody hates school.
Yeah.
You don't like doing assignments. So it's a nice break. And I'm home, you know, for a little over a month. And I've got, you know, this and then the game with you. And then I've got a couple more things coming up. And it's great collabs with people. And I've been telling people, again, I mean, hey, let me just do a shoot of you real quick just to, you know, keep me occupied even. It's whatever.
And that also keeps your name out there as well, too, because there's times where I'm like, I haven't done an interview. I haven't done a video in like a week. Let me hit up some random person and be like, hey, let's get this done just to make sure that my creative juices are still flowing. Because there's times
that you still got it. You know? Yeah.
Because there's been so many times where I was like, I don't even know if this is for me anymore, you know, because when we have those down days, it's like, what are we going to do to make sure we're lifting ourselves up? And what are we going to do that inspires us? And I know for me, creating content, talking to people, doing videography, that's what inspires me. And there's so many times where I tell myself, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, every time I feel like that, someone will message me, hey, I'm trying to get on your podcast, or hey, that video you did yesterday, that was amazing. Or hey, it's just like, sometimes I feel like I can't stop. I'm in a position now where I can't stop because people want me to keep making content.
And it's things like that. I feel like it's important to reach out to your creator friends and just say like, hey, I saw this. Super cool. You know, I make sure I try to do that with you and with a bunch of my other, you know, people that I have in my circle that I'm like, you're doing great. Like, that was awesome. I'm really glad to see you pop up on my feed.
Yes,
like, I love connecting.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about sharing that with people as well, too. Because like you said, when we're having those days where we're down, we want people to make us feel good and just help inspire us and bring the best out of us. And I'll say, you do bring the best out of me, young lady. I see your work and I'm like, I want to be on her level someday. I'm so jealous that she's just this big star. She's this big star and I'm still down here.
No.
Oh, you're funny. Has there ever been any mistakes? Like, have you ever made any mistakes while producing content?
Yup. Oh, I can't even tell you the number of pictures that have been gone. My card wiped. I mean, the amount of reshoots that I've had to tell people, hey, we need to do this again. Oh, yeah.
You're making that up.
No, there's been times where my files have, I mean, same names and same. I don't even know. It was the same. It definitely was just me and not looking at what I was doing. And I delete all of them and.
The same name thing that happened to me so many times. You know how many Emmas I've had, either in videography or podcasts, or how many Kevins I've had. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I wouldn't say I'm in a rush, but I'll save it and I don't pay attention to it. It says file already exists. Do you want to rewrite or save as? And I'm like, no, save as. And I'm like, now I got
I have to go through everything and I get that.
How is it that you find yourself recovering though when you do make mistakes like that?
I offer reshoots usually. I just reach out. I'm like, I take blame always. Yeah. It is my fault. I'm just like, hey, sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Can we do a reshoot? Completely free, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, they're like, usually I've gotten one person that was a little pissed, but I was like, I mean, I understood. I would have been too. Yeah. Honestly, if I was in that position, I would have been like, oh my God, you know, it like, happens. What did I just do? It happens. But it happens.
This guy's off camera, so you guys won't see him. But Kev, have you ever made a mistake when you were doing your work? No way.
Yeah. Actually,
his computer died. I lost the softball. You lost the softball. What did you say to them when you lost it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's nothing else you can say.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
I get it.
How do you feel though when you make that mistake? Ladies and gentlemen, I've made several mistakes before. I wish I was perfect like these guys. Emma's the perfect one. I'm the one that's trying to aspire to be like that. No. But seriously though, when it comes to creating content and photography, what would you say your end goal is with it, young lady?
Making myself happy, mm-hmm. making other people happy. You know, I started photography and because I enjoyed it, and a lot of people, you know, are asking me, oh, are you going to school for that? And I mean, I'm not, but I want to continue to do it. And I hope to learn in college more about it and from other people about it. Mm-hmm. And just kind of keep it something that I do, not my full-time job. If it happens that way, it happens, but that's not what I'm aiming for. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know.
We're going to be seeing her work for the WNBA mm-hmm. or the NBA really soon. I'm just going to be like.
I hope so.
I'm just thankful that I was a small part of her journey. Just to see my friends win like that, that's all I want to see.
It's great. The support.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it.
Yes,
but I hope so. I really hope I get there one day because I'm going to school for marketing, so mm-hmm. I could use the two. So it's.
You're going to school for marketing
mm-hmm.
right now?
Mm-hmm.
She's just getting all of the benefits right there. You're going to be able to manage everything yourself. You're like,
I'm looking into sports marketing, too, to make you happy.
No way. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Let's. Do you think I can be like you someday?
You can come with me. Let's go.
We're going to be at the top.
Yes.
But seriously, though, as we get ready to close out this phenomenal episode, can you just tell our fellow creators, photographers, videographers, content creators, producers, can you just tell them a little bit? I can't talk for some reason today. Can you just give them some advice on what it's mm-hmm. like to keep going, even though obviously you'll run into other creators where you live mm-hmm. and sometimes that can let you down too. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, they're doing more than me or they're here. I'm not. Like, just tell us a little bit about the advice of being a full-on mm-hmm. content creator and the highs and lows that comes with it.
I would say just no matter your following count, how low or how high it is, no matter, you know, what stops you, like money, if money stops you or availability, just don't stop. Just use whatever you can. Use all of your resources and your connections and you'll make it. Keep posting, post everything. Use every social media platform that you can.
Even if you get two likes, three likes,
exactly.
Keep posting.
It's if you got two on the one and you post and you got four, that's two more than last one.
Exactly.
That's what I was doing. I knew nothing about photography and I was just going off of what I saw from you, what I saw from Andrew Meyer, what I saw from like everybody. And mm-hmm. I was just like, I want to do that. Like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And I just did it. And I love it.
Look at us here being inspiring. Mm-hmm. Creators are inspiring too, Kev. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to. No, I'm just playing. But serious though, ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of Line for Line Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Devon Booker, and that was Mrs. Emma Stone.
You calling, are you listening? Tune in every week. Line for Line. Oh, yeah, I'm going Line for Line.